So as always, taking some time to get nicely grounded in the body, be very deliberate about it. So feeling your feet, your legs. There's nothing special about getting grounded, just sense into it. Your bottom, your hands. Feeling your torso rising up out of your seat, taking care of it, that it's erect and dignified without being stiff. Maybe roll the shoulders a few times. Letting the arms and hands drop into the lap. Feel the weight of them. Even as the torso is uplifted and straight. And check with your head and neck that it's all nicely balanced and not strained. And from this posture, setting an intention for yourself, for the practice. What brings me here? Why am I bothering to turn up for this practice? What's so important to me? Perhaps giving yourself some soothing touch as a way to remind yourself to bring a friendly awareness to yourself and to the practice. And letting your hand rest back in your lap or leave it there, whatever feels helpful, grounding, nourishing. And allowing for some nice full breaths and really enjoying the release of the out breath. Taking your time with it. And letting the breathing subside, be just as it is. And with this friendly awareness and your own personal intentions, aspirations, just sitting with body, with breathing, and resting here for a while. Notice the little wanderings of the mind, the attention to the sounds, the thoughts, the emotions. It's okay. Just let them move through like on a breeze. Pass through. And yet noting, labeling anything that's particularly striking. And feel it through the body as it moves through. And come back to body and breathing. And you might care to, for a little while, to allow your attention to rest a little more on the in-breath. And see what you can notice with the sensations of breathing in. You might possibly notice uplifting and expanding and energizing effects with each in-breath. A real sense of being nourished. Possibly letting the in-breath carry a good wish for yourself. What do you need? What do you need right now? Some ease, some strength, some love, kindness, a tenderness. And then for a while, let yourself attend to the out-breath and appreciate its qualities. You might notice some softening, relaxing, releasing effects. Indeed, some soothing effects with each out-breath. Bringing hand to the heart or any other soothing touch spot at any point. Grounding again in the body, a little more determinedly at any point. then, if you will, if you feel up to it, bringing forth to mind someone that you know of who's struggling a little bit, who could use the ease, the compassion of the out-breath. So don't overwhelm yourself. Choose someone that doesn't overwhelm you. If you feel overwhelmed, then choose someone a little easier. It doesn't need to be someone you know really well. It could be a neighbor. Could be a neighbor's dog wearing the cone of shame. We want to keep it light enough that we can actually engage the practice of compassion. And so as we feel the out-breath, we send this being the ease of the out-breath, maybe with a good wish in a word. And as we breathe in, we remember ourselves again. Ah, me. Me too. And so breathing in for me and out for you. At any point, if overwhelm happens, really ground again, soothing touch, and let all the breath be for yourself. And come back to this other being as you're able. Possibly expanding around the breathing to take in breath and body together, to feel a wide, spacious awareness. Feeling the breath like the movements of the ocean, a whole ocean of compassion. Breathing in for me and out for you. And listening to these words of equanimity to see if they can support keeping the heart open to oneself and the other. So remembering everyone is on their own journey. I am not responsible for this person's suffering. Nor is it in my power to make it go away, even though I wish I could. Still, I may do my part with kindness and care. And so just keeping that in the back of the mind that we're each on our own journeys. As we breathe in for ourselves and out for the other. Keeping that sense of equanimity can be very challenging for those we're very close to, like children, other family members. And so if you notice that, then try on just breathing for yourself for a while. And then try on breathing out for someone that feels a little easier to have equanimity towards, even as you wish them well, you wish them ease. And remembering again those words of equanimity. Everyone is on their own life journey. I am not the cause of this person's suffering. Nor is it in my power to make it go away, even though I wish I could. Still, I may do my part with kindness and care. And releasing all sense of self and other. And just feel body sitting and being breathed. Oh. holding yourself in kindness for whatever the effects of the practice are. And listening to the end of the bells to finish.